podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Lovely to be here with you. I'm going to cut out about 10 minutes early today, go get some blood work, find out why my foot is turning purple.
Falling off.
Probably no big deal.
The chat has never stopped speculating what may be wrong with you, though.
I know.
It's 2 hours of medical diagnoses
yes.
on our YouTube stream.
Indeed. I'm thankful to the Tier 1s for all of that.
Megadoomer says, look up cutaneous larva migrans. I have no idea what that is.
Nor do I. I didn't even see that in my Google panicked Google search last night. So, yeah, who knows?
Sorry to Darren Smith. We had to cut him off a little hard out at the top of the hour. We ran out of time.
But we did.
Appreciate his weekly contributions to the program greatly.
Always. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindel, the executive producer of the program. We'll get to Paulie's interesting Thursday night last night here in a moment. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. I texted my wife. I usually do about halfway through the show every day just to check on her and the boys, right? Because she's got to get those dudes up, fed, and off to school. A couple more days of school for my 7-year-old, but the 4-year-old's going to be in his preschool throughout. Now, this is an all-timer, guys. I haven't heard back yet. Things have been a little tumultuous in the mornings from time to time. In fact, so much that my 4-year-old delivered what I think might be the greatest line of all time. He's 4 years old. He eats a lot of fruit. He loves fruit. Won't eat a lot else. He'll eat cheese from time to time. And so to get him some protein going in the morning.
Get him some wine, and he's ready for his French
100% his French vacation.
French lifestyle. Yeah,
French lifestyle. So my wife says to me, so I made him his, you know, he likes his chocolate milk, and then he likes his fruit. You got to get some protein in him in the morning. So she put one of those little baby bells on his little tray.
Oh, no.
Dude walks out. Sits down.
Pre-de-waxed?
De-waxed,
okay.
Dude sits down, looks at his tray, and he gets mad. And, hey, what's the matter? You like cheese. He goes, every day my cheese sucks.
Oh,
every day my cheese sucks. I fell out,
my
dude.
My cheese sucks.
I fell out. I was laughing so hard. I go, he did not. She goes, oh, yeah. And he, like, looked around the room, like, every day my cheese sucks. And I go, these little turds. Are you kidding me? And I go, I'm so sorry that I've had to abandon you every morning to come to work.
Who does that sound like, Paulie? I mean,
it sounds like me.
It sounds
it
like
sounds
you.
It sounds like me. Yeah. It sounds.
Pretty sure we've heard Woods exactly say, my cheese sucks.
Every day my cheese
sucks. Is he looking
sucks.
For a different like kind of cheese? What is
Ben,
what?
He doesn't have the foggiest idea of
does
what
he
wants.
More of a Gouda guy? Or
yeah, can he name more than one? Does he just call it cheese? It's all cheese, right?
Every day my cheese sucks. I go,
what is this, Havarti?
I go, that's brilliant. It's actually
maybe
brilliant.
Maybe he likes more of a hard cheese.
I don't know. The thing is the dude will eat, he'll eat the Baby Bell on a Wednesday, and you give him the Baby Bell on a Thursday, and then on a Thursday, it's every day my cheese sucks. So have you just been fighting through it, and now you've exploded? Bro, it was one of the funniest lines I have ever heard.
That's
every day my cheese sucks. Phenomenal. I go, Hannah, that's an A-plus line from a 4-year-old.
Have we tried like a burrata maybe? Or a buffalo mozzarella?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I'm not saying that. I would handle it differently. I don't put up with that nonsense.
Pepper Jack.
Yes. I don't put up with that nonsense from them with the food. I that's when I go ballistic, as you know. Like, sit down. Eat your cheese, or you will not be happy. It's going to be over for you, buddy. But I had to share that. And I have not heard back from her, so I'm assuming we had another cheese incident this morning with that little turd, man. How great is that?
That's so funny.
Every day my cheese sucks.
You got to get some audio.
I know. That's what I told him. Like, send this over.
We got to bug
my house.
Wires around your house.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Bo. That was Taylor, guys. I mean, it is just incredible.
I think it was this time yesterday. Paulie was telling about us his adventure on Thursday night. I want to know how it went. Did you end up going to see Ludacris?
Dude, I did.
Last night.
Had an absolute blast, just an elite night. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like as we were kind of driving down and talking about the show, me and my wife. we're like, what's the crowd going to be like? You know, Ludacris was just a massive pop, hip-hop star, movie star for most of my life. Yeah. I mean, I think his first album came out in like 99, 2000. So most of my life, he has been just featured on every hit song. Like, he's got a huge catalog. I started looking at some of the set lists that he's done recently, and I go, this is going to be outstanding. And we're like, what's the crowd like? Is it just a bunch of millennials, just a bunch of people like us? We walked in to the Shell yesterday downtown, and I'd been through there during the day, like, just walking around. It's like a public park. Had never seen a show there. And as soon as we walked in, man, everybody was just vibing, just having such a good time. They had some DJ playing in between acts or whatever, and the place was awesome.
Loose Cannabis?
There was maybe, possibly, some Loose Cannabis or
ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Or that. Yeah. He has a song called Blueberry Yum Yum. It's about
pancakes.
That. Blueberry, it's not about pancakes.
Blueberry Yum Yum.
After he played that song, I went...
Yeah.
Every single person there that had it was utilizing
it. So what's
it.
All right, I need the details of what time did you get there?
Okay. Show ticket said the show starts at 7:30.
Okay, no opener. Are they a DJ?
They had a DJ kind of throughout, and then there was one opening act.
All right, what time did you finish?
I'll tell you what we started. We left my house in Escondido at 7.
Okay.
Ish. And then got into the venue around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, grab some drinks, go to the restroom, all that. By the time we get in our seats, it's about 8:30, and the show was just about to start. Luda was about to go on, so, like, we timed it perfectly. We were, I was in bed by 10:30.
That's good.
Saw the whole show. Saw the entire show.
Oh, that's excellent.
He did a very quick encore. He's like, I gotta go, thank you, San Diego, and he left, and we're like, oh, that was really abrupt, that was quick. And then we're like, we better get out of here now. So we started walking out, and then you could still hear the rest of the encore. So yeah, in bed by 10:30 on a Thursday night was not that bad at all.
The best part of all is what you texted us. Dude. This is incredible.
Okay, so like I said, had not been there before to the Shell. They have the lawn seats, and then they have all the chairs and seats below, and we didn't want to do the lawn. We wanted actual seats. So I think we were in like the back of the seated area in the middle. Pretty good seats.
Yeah.
Like from there, I was like, I did not realize you're this close. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like the amphitheater down in Chula Vista. I've sat in the lawn back there.
It's tough.
You're like, I'm just here to drink. I can't see. I cannot see a damn thing.
Right.
And we're like, these are pretty good. Not even 2 minutes in. The show had not started yet. It was in that intermission. We hadn't even been at our seats for 2 minutes. And a guy comes up to us. We're sitting on the aisle. And he goes, hey, are you Paul? And I go, I swear to God, we're in the right seats.
Yeah, marijuana's not allowed here, Paul. Come with me.
I was good. I'm like, I'm pretty positive I'm in the right seats. Yeah, buddy. And he goes, hey, man, I'm a huge tier one. I heard you guys talking about you gonna be here tonight, and you've never been to a show here, right? I'm like, no, first one. And he goes, awesome. Well, hey, man, I just wanted to see you. I'm the head of ticketing here. And I got a little upgrade for you guys. If you guys want, they're better seats. You guys can stay if you want, but they're better seats. I turned to my wife, and she's like already going. She's already walking. She's like, yeah, let's do it.
Blood in the water.
You didn't say thanks, but no thanks. That wouldn't be right.
Yeah, exactly. I did not do that.
Take advantage of my status.
My celebrity status.
On the Ben and Woods program to move up closer to the stage.
So we start walking down. We follow this guy, and he takes us past the second group of seats, past the first group of seats, and he puts on some wristbands, and he goes, you guys are in the pit tonight. Have fun. And
fantastic.
Are you effing
fantastic
kidding me? Dude, we were right there. I've never sat
is
in
that
a pit.
Picture you took of Ludacris?
That is my picture.
That could be like a promotional shot.
Damn,
you're so
dude.
Close to him.
Dude, it was insane.
That's so awesome.
So, yeah, I never sat in the pit for like a big-ish show. I don't know what capacity is there, but, you know, I've gotten close at like the Belly Up or House of Blues or something like that. But it was so much fun, dude. Everybody.
What's his name?
Casey.
Casey. Shout out to you, buddy.
Tier 1 Casey. Yeah, it was awesome. We're walking. We're like, this really happening. Okay, here we go. We are in the pit. We are up against the
right
stage.
Right there, man.
That is the guy so from rad. The State Farm commercial. Yeah. I totally recognize him. That's him. Right
it
there.
It was unbelievable.
What a nice guy, Casey. That's such a cool thing. Made our guy Paulie feel special. Also, you look like a hard ass in front of your wife a little bit, which that never hurts. It never hurts.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on.
I love that, dude.
Dude,
thank
awesome.
You, Casey, and I'll be.
It was so. It was a ton of fun. Dude.
I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch very soon.
What a beautiful venue that is.
Oh,
it was
so gorgeous.
I gotta get there. The acoustics were insane. It was fun because I think we had, like, done a staycation maybe like at the Marriott right there across the way, and you can hear, like, you know, it's classical music or the symphony or something, and I'm like, what's this place going to look like with everybody just going crazy? And it was a blast.
It's obviously San Diego is a great tourism town. People come to visit, and you talk about the natural things. We have the weather, the beach,
the
zoo. But, like, you also, if you were coming from out of town, I'm almost jealous of the tourists, because getting to come to places like Petco Park and the Shell and, you know, just the different, you know, venues that we have here in San Diego.
Don't be jealous, bro. They got to fly back to Wichita at some point.
You know, but it's cool. I mean, it's cool. It's a there's so many reasons to come here.
100%.
To San Diego, which is so
it's
great.
It's the best. It's the best. There's nothing like it on the planet. And, yeah, I got to see a show there soon. I wanted to go see Counting Crows when they were here because I'm 49 years old. Why wouldn't I want to go see Counting Crows? The tickets were so expensive. I was like, again, it was a weekday.
It's kind of weird. Like, I'm kind of getting to that age now where all the bands and artists that I grew up listening to are kind of going on these, like, reunion tours, or they're just trying to take advantage of that nostalgia now that my group, my millennial group, is the group that's spending a lot of the money nowadays around the country. And so, like, I mean, I never thought Blink-182 would get back together. They've reunited and they've gone on, like, two world tours. It's already happening. And so to see, like, a guy like Ludacris, you're like, bro, 25 out of my 35 years of life, he's been prominent.
Been your guy.
And so it was a really fun experience.
Good for you.
Good time.
Good for you, Casey. Thank you for that. That's very, very special. Thanks for taking care of our boy and his beloved Megan last night.
Glad you had a good time, but you're still here and awake and alert in the morning.
It. Well, so. Afternoon Padres game really helped. I was able to do the wrap-up. Yeah. I was able to do all the work by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you can go home today and sleep. You don't have to go get blood work and lose your leg.
No.
So that's cool.
We have a lot to get to here in the last hour and 46 minutes of our week.
There's a weird noise. It sounds like somebody's playing with a microphone. Do you guys hear it? You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? It's Darren was on. I thought he was like, because, by the way, D. Smith, when D. Smith was on the air, he would give you this.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He used to do
so I thought he was jimmying with his mic when he was on the air, but I heard like this. All right, so stop. Listen.
It's gone now.
I don't hear it.
I heard it earlier.
Oh,
it's gone now.
There it is.
No.
It's like, yes.
It sounds like a little baby fart.
Listen. You don't hear that?
I know. I do not hear it.
Put your other headphone on. Put your headphone on.
You don't hear that?
You don't hear
that. Nope.
We're not pranking you. I
swear to God. You don't hear that? That's wild. All right.
We got a lot to get to in the last hour and 45 minutes of this program. We have tickets to give away to the...
I mean, we don't have that much to get to.
We have tickets to give away to the San Diego County Fair. We have tickets to give away to the Padres-Dodgers series. We have Josh Stein, the Padres.
Right now.
All right, there's one thing that we've gotten done. Paulie is giving away the tickets to the San Diego County Fair right now. The problem is that we also have a game of Take on Woods that I need to solicit callers for. So call quickly right now for tickets to the San Diego County Fair. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Going to win our last four-pack of tickets and parking to the San Diego County Fair Wednesdays through Sundays, June 11th through July 6th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at sdfair.com. As soon as Paulie is done with that, you might have to wait a minute or two. We'll find a contestant for Take on Woods and try to qualify someone for the getaway to Las Vegas and the spa package at the Resorts World in Las Vegas. Our musical trivia challenge is coming up. Then, on a Friar Friday, Josh Stein, Padres assistant general manager, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. In our 9 o'clock hour, we'll get to a round report, give away those Padres-Dodgers tickets. I'll tell you why I made awful announcing on their website last night.
Big day for you.
I did not do anything wrong. wrong this time, fortunately. There was not an embarrassing moment, but they had a little moment from our post-NBA Game 1 newscast last night that they were commenting on social media, so we'll get to that as well. So lots to get to now in the last hour and 44 minutes of our program. Paulie's going to pick a winner here for our fair tickets, and then give it a couple of minutes, and if you want to be our contestant for Take on Woods, I'll solicit some calls again. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And while Paulie takes some calls, I will tell you about SDFatLoss.com. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I lost about 6 waist sizes as well. My clothes, completely different. It is so amazing how my life has changed thanks to SDFatLoss.com. Talking about Woods' health journey in the last couple of years, I also have really turned myself around. Maybe the best shape I've been in the last 25 years thanks to SDFatLoss.com. And I lost the weight without any injections, no risk of serious side effects, no exercise required, no counting points, no counting calories, no prepackaged meals. I just ate real food from the grocery store, from restaurants, and I lost weight up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. If you want to find out how it can work for you, go to sdfatloss.com, schedule your free consultation, or give them a call at 858-665-3211. Their counselors are great. They're supportive. You know, if something's not working, they will figure out a way to change it and get you on track. It happened for me every single time. They always kept me on track, kept the weight getting off just consistently throughout the 2 months. It was fantastic. It can work for you as well. Again, set up your free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
No more calls for fair tickets. Fair tickets are gone.
We're hanging up on everybody.
Now
and you call,
call
for Take,
in on,
for
Take
on Woods. 833-288-0973. All right. As Paulie said, we have given away the fair tickets. Congratulations to our winner,
Scott.
Scott, which means anyone calling for fair tickets, stop calling. You can call for Take on Woods now. 833-288-0973, a player game in a couple of minutes. Josh Stein, the Padres' assistant general manager, right-hand man to A.J. Preller, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We ran into Josh in the Padres clubhouse when we went down last week and chatted with him for a couple of minutes. He actually brought up the story that you brought up on the air. The
Don't do this.
Talking basketball. Fake story about a Padres fight in the clubhouse. Paulie, did you miss this last week when you were on vacation?
Oh, so, no, yeah. I remember hearing something about
the parody account Talking Basketball, when the Padres were kind of scuffling, said, oh, yeah, we've got reports of there was a fight in the locker room between two players.
I think it was the weekend before my trip. That was in Atlanta.
It was totally fake. It was not a real account. It never happened. Never even came close to happening. But Josh told us, he had people calling him going, what's going on? What's happening? It's like they fooled like everybody.
They did.
So.
That went all the way up to the front office, dude.
Wow. How many other teams are getting calls because of fake accounts? And they're just like, oh, my God.
Who knows? I mean, probably a lot. I mean, bro.
I'm sure it happens all the time.
Somebody sent me something yesterday, you guys, from Padres Facebook. And oh my God. It actually scares me how many people out there believe everything that they see. Some guy posted on Padres Facebook about Fernando Tatis Jr. is donating $30 million of his salary to charity. And the amount of people that commented, I love this. This is great. What a noble gesture.
I don't think Fernando even has $30 million. First of all, he doesn't make that much per year yet because his contract escalates.
I mean, guys.
Plus, don't forget, like taxes and agent fees. And he signed a deal like, you know, that he gives away a lot of that money with his agency that he signed up with early. I don't think he has that kind of money to give away, honestly.
I mean, again, it was the comments underneath. I was like, we have some gullible people out there.
All right, looks like we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to play Take on Woods. All right, somehow Joe snuck in around all the callers who are trying to get the fair tickets. Joe, you want to play Take on Woods, right?
Yeah, good morning. Happy Friday. I was about to play.
All right, you're the contestant.
You're in.
The prize, the grand prize, is, of course, our trip to Las Vegas, two-night stay at Resorts World, 2 spa passes, food and beverage credit at any of their 5 pools. You can check out the Iwana Spa, dine poolside at 1 of 5 unique pool experiences, and have the ultimate in relaxation in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, visit rwlasvegas.com. Com. All right, we got the mystery category for you. The two-second song, one-word title, and then appears in all the other answers. We got I've Got Needs, five-song titles that include some form of the word need. And we have our new category. It's a so-so category, five-song titles with the word so. All right, mystery category, I've Got Needs, or a so-so category, Joe?
I've got needs.
All right. Today on Take on Woods, five song titles that all include some form of the word need. Need, needs, needed, etc., etc. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many of the five as you can. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question's the two-second song. Pauly's queuing it up now. You need to give me that song title with the word need or some form of it and the artist. Joe, are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock. I've Got Needs is the category. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Joe. Let's take on Woods.
This what I needed, the Cars?
Correct. You could say Mike and the Mechanics were hoping for the best, with which top 10 Grammy-nominated song from 1986?
All I Need is a Miracle.
Correct. Which song by INXS was their only hit to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
I Need You Tonight.
Correct. Lady A won 2011 Grammys for Song of the Year and Record of the Year for which slow-paced mega hit?
Need You Now.
Correct. Burt Bacharach wrote It's the Only Thing That There's Just Too Little Of in which classic tune from the 1960s?
I Need Your Love?
No, it's What the World Needs Now.
What
love, sweet love. But you got four. Now. Very good. Very, very nicely played. Hang on the line, Joe. Let's bring Woods in. Get all the other answers correct so you know what they are. This one, I don't know. This one could be good. All right. Joe's score is locked in. Woods returns from his isolation. Did you warm up out there? It's cold in this studio.
Chilly.
All right, let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Joe.
Just What I Needed by the Cars.
Correct. You could say Mike and the Mechanics were hoping for the best, with which top 10 Grammy-nominated song from 1986?
I'll come back to it.
Which song by INXS was their only hit to reach number one on the Billboard?
Need You Tonight.
Correct. Lady A won 2011 Grammys for Song of the Year and Record of the Year for which slow-paced mega hit?
Need You Now.
Correct. Burt Bacharach wrote It's the Only Thing That There's Just Too Little Of in which classic tune from the 1960s?
What the World Needs Now is Love.
Correct. Love. You could say Mike and the Mechanics were hoping for
what
the
is
best.
That song?
With which top 10 Grammy nominated song from 1986?
I Need Your Taint.
Oh, and he needed that answer because Joe got four, so we got a 4-4 tie. All I Need is a Miracle.
All I Need is a Miracle.
All I Need is You.
There was another song in my head by them, and I couldn't think of the Need song.
I think that's our third straight qualifier in Take on Woods this week. Congratulations, Joe. Hang on the line. Paul will get your information, put you into the grand prize drawing at the end of the month. In the category, I've Got Needs.
Save that.
All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, our Friar Friday guest, Josh Stein, assistant general manager for the San Diego Padres. He will join us as we talk about a split in San Francisco and Padres heading to Milwaukee and anything going on behind the scenes in the franchise next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about Loan Pronto. If you're maxed out on your credit cards, if you're struggling right now with high interest debt but you own a home, you can pay it all off in days with Loan Pronto's Rapid Equity Loan. Get cash out now without touching your low rate first mortgage. No appraisals, no waiting, no BS. The Rapid Equity Loan Program at Loan Pronto is incredible. They got instant approvals, low rates, no hard credit pull up front. Your home's equity, you've earned that equity. That is yours. Use it. Get cash to consolidate your debt down to one easy, low monthly payment. Call Loan Pronto now for a free instant appraisal for your home. See how much cash you can get out today. Loan Pronto is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They have nearly 2,500 five-star Google reviews. Service is off the charts. Call now to start the conversation at 619-207-4336. Or go to loanpronto.com, 619-207-4336. Get debt relief now at loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Unapproved credit, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Now, let's get right to it on a Fryer Friday. Not going to make our next guest wait. Looking forward to chatting with the assistant general manager of the San Diego Padres. Josh Stein is back with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Happy Friday to you, Josh.
I appreciate it. Happy Friday to you guys.
So we win those games in San Francisco, those first two, and, you know, we said it on Monday. You get a split on the road in San Francisco, you're pretty happy. I don't know. I didn't feel happy after the last two. Josh, it's just one of those weird things in baseball. But, you know, I think if we've been saying all week, if we had had Shilty on and said, hey, so the team's scuffling a little bit right now, I think he would have shut us down and tried to stab us through the phone.
He would have hung up immediately.
He's scuffling. We've won, you know, four series in a row, whatever. We split. We haven't lost a series. And, you know, I think ultimately he's right. But from your seat, from your perspective, kind of how do you view the team right now?
Yeah, I'm with Shilty on that one. not going to go stab anybody, but definitely with Shilty in terms of, I think just the way the team's playing and grinding through them. And I think, you know, sometimes even when you're not playing your absolute best as a team, you know, finding ways, you know, to win games. And, you know, I was up in San Francisco, you know, every single inning, every single pitch, and teams competing, you know, very hard. And those games, you know, they literally come down to, you know, play here or there. And, you know, yeah, you get the first two and, very tight games and execution, late in games and yeah, you get a little greedy. You think, okay, we can, you know, sweep this series or get this series. And, you know, you lose two tight games on the back end, but, really that's, I think, going to be the nature of this summer. And especially in the National League West, I think there's going to be just a lot of close baseball games that are decided by a play here or there. And, hopefully we're on the right end more often than not.
Yeah, and you know, I said it this morning, objectively, if you're, you know, just watching baseball and you're not a fan of either team, I think it's fair to say those were four really good games. I mean, they really were, you know, for us as Padre fans, two of them didn't work out in our favor, but the brand of baseball, while it can be a little bit panic attack inducing at times, Josh, you did say, I mean, they do find ways to get it done. Where does that come from? Is that a Mike Schilt thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely Mike Schilt. It's the coaching staff. It's a you know, and it's a player driven thing too. You know, I think we have a lot of you know, both veteran and young players that really are driven by winning. There's a lot of talk about you know, the scoreboard and really playing to that and doing what the game asks in terms of, you know, small things and little things that ultimately lead to winning. I think there's a lot of you know, intentional work and practice and looking at little areas of the game that you know, that ultimately they don't come up every day the way that maybe, you know, pitching and hitting and defense do, but you know, they will show up inevitably, you know, in a game. And if you can be marginally better than your opponent in some of these small areas, they can tend to add up. So, you know, I think that, you know, listen, anytime you play one run games, obviously there's going to be an introduction of, you know, you can call it luck, you can call it good fortune, you can call it a lot of different things, you know, but, you know, I think there's definitely a belief that if we are buttoned up organizationally and in terms of, you know, some of the small things and how we do that, we're going to be, you know, tilting the odds in our favor. And I think that is a big part of what Mike brings to, you know, to the big league team.
Talking to Padres assistant general manager Josh Stein, and a couple of weeks ago, AJ Preller joined us, and he said, yeah, we are definitely looking to add, you know, possibly in left field, and I doubt anything's changed in the last couple of weeks. We did have one of our friends, Dennis Lynn, threw some heat on the fire on Monday with a report about Jarren Duran and interest there. I don't need to specifically ask you know, about Jarren Duran, because I know at this time of the year, secrecy is of the utmost importance. But when names get thrown out in public like that, how does it affect your and AJ's job in terms of how you're going about this time of year during the trade deadline season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think almost it's really been, you know, I would say the entirety of AJ's time. It feels like the Padres, you know, started, you know, having their names associated with more and more players. And you know, sometimes there's, you know, there's truth and kernels of truth. Sometimes it's older information, but I feel like, you know, the Padres are interested in player X, really has it's grown a ton in the last 10 years. So does it affect things? Not really. And I mean, I think you have to inevitably answer a few questions, in the immediate aftermath of something like that, not just from, the public, but internally, players, coaches, things like that. But, it doesn't have a big, impact in terms of the actual discussions or anything like that.
Talking to Josh Stein here on Ben and Woods this morning, could you tell us, what does the market look like now? I mean, back in the day, it was typically, you wait till July and kind of assess where you are. We've seen AJ make aggressive moves. And look, I don't think it'd be, I think it's fair to say that this team's got some needs, as a lot of teams do. Certainly a lot of teams looking for pitchers, a lot of teams looking for bullpen help. I think, there's a couple of areas, the San Diego Padres, maybe the catching position, the left field position, as Ben mentioned. How does the market look right now? Is it active? Are there other GMs being active as well right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think typically, even if trades don't get made until July, I'd say this is, in my experience, you kind of get through Memorial Day, and obviously at different times we've made trades, in advance of that, but typically kind of teams will get through Memorial Day and really assess the needs of their team and kind of the competitive state of their team and really start to assess the trade market. So yeah, I think those conversations have begun. I think that, it's hard to say if it's going to be, active before July. But certainly, I think it's, we're in a time in baseball where there's a lot of competitive teams, a lot of teams that, feel like, they're in a window to win and competing, for, what is now more wild card spots. So that tends to lead to a pretty active trade market.
Josh, Manny Machado hit his 350th career home run yesterday. And in many ways, at age 32, Manny is as good or better than he has ever been right now. And, conversely, Xander Bogaerts has not produced the way that he did in Boston since he arrived in San Diego. You were around for both Manny's contract, his extension, Xander's contract. How do you guys try to project how a player's going to perform as they age? Like, looking at a crystal ball in the future and go, I think this guy is going to be, okay for years to come, or I'm a little worried about whether this guy, is going to be able to keep it going deep into his career. How do you kind of evaluate those projections?
Yeah, great question. And again, a lot of what you're looking at is past performance, and certainly trying to contextualize that and look at, at the totality of that past performance. But that's going to be, is going to be a large part of any kind of projection kind of going forward. And then, I think we're also looking at, the skill sets that these players bring to the table and how those skill sets specifically, tend to age. Obviously looking at, physical aspects of their game, their athleticism, their defensive ability, their base running ability. So there's a lot of different, kind of components you're going to take into account. Obviously the bat is the one that, that's going to get the most focus in terms of kind of production, as largely it should, but, there's also components defensively and, from a base running standpoint that we're always looking at as we make these kind of decisions.
And I have to imagine makeup of the person is a lot too, and I know that that's been a focus. You guys want to bring in good makeup guys that need to come into the system and buy in right away. We've had that, and we haven't always. Even since Ben and I started covering the team, it's only been 7 short years, but you can see the makeup of the player in San Diego has changed, and I think that's a testament to what the work you guys have done. And Xander has that makeup. There's no question. I mean, he's absolutely got that makeup. I think defensively this year, he's been good. He's been a good defender at shortstop. And, obviously his health, how is he feeling right now? Do you guys expect him back soon? Is this going to be, something that nags or lingers for weeks at a time?
Yeah, I mean, not with the team currently, so hard to say today. I mean, I think it's been a minor issue that he's been kind of dealing with, and obviously it started barking a little bit, you know, the last couple of days, and obviously was down yesterday with the left shoulder. And but Xander, I mean, look, that's part of, you talk about makeup, you talk about, you know, what someone brings, you know, every single day to the clubhouse in terms of, you know, mentality and engagement, you know, with his teammates and, you know, and then, yeah, taking the field and playing a premium position, being a threat on the bases. And those are all components that, you know, that Xander Bogaerts brings, even if the bat is, you know, is not exactly where, you know, he wants it to be and we expect it to be. So, hopefully we get Xander back in the lineup today. I haven't seen the lineup yet. I know that, it's a day-to-day thing and, you know, he was, needed yesterday down, but, you know, it's not something that, you know, I think we're overly concerned about at this point.
Josh, we followed Yu Darvish's, you know, recovery very closely and just needing to know his story, and we respect you immensely. So we know that he's going to, you know, get back whenever he can. But from an organizational perspective, I think he's scheduled to throw another bullpen today or tomorrow. How confident are you that Yu Darvish is going to be contributing to the Padres in a meaningful way this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly confident. I mean, I think you can never. Sure. Guarantee anything with pitching and with arms and elbows, but you know, again, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the trust in the individual, and you know, and obviously have a lot of faith in you to be, you know, both you know, very, you know, cognizant of what's going on with his body, but also, you know, to push and understand you know, kind of where he's at and where we're at. And I think that you know, he's doing all those things very appropriately, you know, in this process. And, you know, I think we got kind of built up and close to a point, you know, where we were, you know, getting nearer and nearer to, you know, kind of his debut this season. And, you know, unfortunately had to back off. But again, I think that, you know, we're starting that ramp up process again. And, you know, the hope is he will be able to pitch in the second half of the season for us.
Because you and AJ have to be pretty honest with yourselves, because if you're overconfident on a guy and he doesn't produce, you know, you need to address those issues possibly with acquisition. So I'd imagine that's something that you have to always take and hard looks at during the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately our job, right? Is to provide, you know, depth, you know, whether you ultimately need it or not. And I think that, you know, so whether it's Yu Darvish or, you know, really, you know, anyone and specifically any starting pitcher or, you know, pitcher on the team, yeah, you're hoping, you know, for the best, but you have to be planning always for, you know, for contingencies and understanding that, you know, that you may be reaching into that, you know, more so than maybe you'd hoped.
Josh, really appreciate it. Good luck to the Padres in Milwaukee this weekend, and then back for the first three against the Dodgers. Woo-hoo. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We got some tickets to give away coming up here soon as well. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it.
Josh Stein, Assistant General Manager for the San Diego Padres. Let's take a quick check of traffic. We'll react to what you just heard. Don't go away. Ben Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. I brought up that point at the end because I do think it is very important that if the Padres really are confident that Michael King and Yu Darvish are going to be okay, then they can devote their resources more toward other areas, left field, catching, whatever. If there is a larger doubt in their mind that they're going to get meaningful contributions from those guys, they may have to devote those resources toward starting pitching. If they can't let what happened in 2021 happen again, where they just ran out of starting pitching, and they looked to Jake Arrieta and Vince Velasquez.
Oh my God. Don't even bring that up, man. Holy cow.
And it shouldn't come to that. They have more depth now than they did before, but, you know, you have to be honest with yourself when you're making those evaluations if you're in AJ or Josh Stein's positions.
Honestly, Benny, I don't even know. I think starting pitching should always be a priority, always. And again, you know, I go back to what Eno said. You know, you need guys that can get you to the playoffs, but you need guys in the playoffs that can dominate and give you innings. And of course, you're going to turn to your bullpen. What a delicate balance, Benny, with 100 games left to play, of not overworking guys like Jason Adam, you know, getting contributions from David Morgan, getting bigger roles for guys, having more depth. And again, I do feel like out of all the areas in the San Diego Padres where we currently stand, the relief pitching is one we are happy about. We are replete. We have a lot of relief pitchers here and down below. That is one area there's depth, you know. And could you potentially trade some of that depth? Yeah, sure. You're going to, those are the guys you really lean on, Benny, come October, but you got to get there. You know, you got to get there. And I think another starting pitcher would do wonders for this team, but at what cost?
I'm certainly dangling the offer of relief pitching.
Absolutely.
In trade
talks.
Every
team needs it.
You know, just seeing what David Morgan did yesterday, again, gives you confidence that the Padres have a pretty deep well of relief pitching talent. You know, we saw Bradley Rodriguez. You can bring him back up. There are other names down there. And, you know, the Mad Friars guys, you know, some of the other Padres fans who, they can tell you, they're nasty arms down there.
They're nasty down there.
You know, who do you want? Because, you know, we have players that we want on other teams. Who do you want from ours?
That's how trade works. That's our positions of power right
there. That's how trade works. All right, we got 1 hour to go. Paulie's got his Rondle report coming up. We will also give away those Padres-Dodgers tickets ahead with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.